Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology is reflected in the headlines and in our everyday life. And we want to bring astrology to you and make it transparent and accessible. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I am speaking to you tonight from Minnesota, and I am usually joined by my compatriots Mark Woltz and Anne Ortley.
Mercury and I'm retrograde, here, but so I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
There you are, Anne. Hello.
Blog Talk Radio is doing something weird. My phone number is not showing, but you came in as the host, so I'm like, woo! I'm Anne Ortley, and I'm here at my bright red desk. Blog Talk Radio has been having a little trouble this week. So, yes,
Mercury
and I'm
retrograde.
Here,
and have you seen it left and right?
Yes, yes. Mercury retrograde, man, it's been a mean one. And very funny, you know, like things break and then they come back. It's Mercury and Libra. It's like, do it twice. So I had somebody say, I tell them to wait a day and then do it again, and then it works, and it does. So it's very much
that
Libra. It wants to make you happy, but it screws you up in the meantime. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've done some wonderful work going back inside. I have found old manuscripts and been working on them. Great connection with old friends. I just saw a Facebook friend that I, right before I came online, that I haven't seen in three decades or more. And, you know, so there's been some of that wonderful retrieval system that Mercury retrograde is. But I tell you what, my phone has been had no power, and the battery decided not to hold a charge for more than an hour. And I've seen, you know, a check was coming to me late because the person's mainframe, I mean, her computer completely went down, all her records, and couldn't pay anybody until she rebooted and got a new computer. So
wow.
It's been one of those times. But, you know, I'm also hearing people have gotten very grumpy on the internet in the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. As we approach Scorpio, it's getting closer. And today, the Sun, Venus, and the Moon and Mercury are all in Libra. And tomorrow, the Sun, Venus, and the Moon all head into Scorpio. Mm-hmm. Today, and the Moon has been opposed Uranus today. People have just been irascible and going off half-cocked without really trying to understand what the other person is trying to say, which is one of the great classics of Mercury retrograde.
Right. And also, like, I don't care what you have. I'm going to do my thing.
Exactly.
It's very, very 15-year-old energy.
Yep.
You can't make me, and I'm not gonna. Okay.
Our inner adolescence.
Okay. We're working with the deep adolescent rebellion phase, which is totally fun. I mean, if you're working with it in a good way, because it's like, okay, totally. You know, no worries. Mm-hmm. But then, if you're in a bad space, not so much fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you gotten any information on the person that shot up the Canadian Parliament today?
No, I just saw that headline go by, and then I got started working with clients, so it wasn't.
And I can feel that energy bubbling up. I don't know yet much about who did it and why, but you can just feel the fireworks waiting for people to understand. I have a friend who works at a hospital here, a training hospital that has medical students from around the globe working in it. And the nursing students from Africa have been here in the program for several years before they can be working in the hospital. And suddenly people won't let them touch them in the hospital because they're afraid they're going to get Ebola from them, even though it's been 2 years since they've been home.
Wow.
You know, I said, Ebola won't kill you, but stupidity might. but the process, I mean, you can feel for the fear, but that's part of what I see, the misunderstandings and the misconceptions around Ebola and the mistakes made that brought this problem up at all when in decontamination process here. Have been very Mercury retrograde, but it's a chance to go back and look at the procedures and get more organized.
Mm-hmm. Well, and get people paying attention a little bit more to what all needs to happen. You know, there was a picture of where I was going downtown, and it was in a cab, and they had Mayor de Blasio with like 500 healthcare workers. And then they had a picture of somebody in a decontamination suit, and they were wearing their sneakers. And I'm like, I know that's wrong, you know. It's like, you know, sneakers, you got to wear the little booties, you know. But it's definitely, you know, really coming to understand, well, okay, how do we change this and move this forward on a different level?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And what do we need to do? You know, and it's interesting. Our biases are very strong. And people's emotional reactions, very out of bounds. Mars, remember, we want to just, you know, is the astrology, of course, is Mars is out of bounds. And it, one, we have an eclipse, so people are really heightened emotionally. But two, Mars is out of bounds, which is a lot about not following the rules or following the rules and not following them properly, which causes problems.
Yes.
And, you know, it is Mars is in Sag, so it's very xenophobic when it's in Sag. I have to fight with the foreigners, so I'm not going to let the foreigners touch my body, even though they don't have anything to do with Ebola. You never know. They might have flown over from Liberia last week. You know, it's very strange.
Gone home and come back. I mean, again, it's understandable that there is a high fear rate, but that people respond without trying to understand what's actually going on is scary.
Yeah. Well, and also it's, you know, it's one case in Texas. Although I do think, well, we should have a case in New York in the next couple of days, but we'll see.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
I thought it was interesting. They designated five cities as the Ebola cities, you know. They
that are most likely
the,
because of the interchange
with Africa? Well, they
changed
the flight plans where we can fly into. There's only five cities that can fly into now. So New York being one of them, Newark being the other. So we got it on both sides of the river. And then Atlanta, I think Washington was one, and then someplace else. Yeah, all East Coast. So,
I noticed when I looked at the chart for Canada that Canada was made a, you know, its constitution went into effect on July 1st, 1867 at midnight, at the night, you know, 12:01 a.m., and that puts Neptune on the ascendant at 14 degrees of Aries. So Uranus is sitting right on Neptune in the 12th house and right on the ascendant. It was born with Sun and Uranus in Cancer at 8 degrees. So it's already been going through a lot of changes in a short period of time. It's recently been through a Saturn return, Saturn at 17 degrees of Scorpio, and it was born with Saturn opposed Pluto. So there's really interesting aspects. Uranus is on its Neptune, and Neptune right now, transiting Neptune as opposed, it's Mars at 5 degrees of Virgo, and it's had several unusual, I mean, for a nonviolent country, it's had several unusually violent attacks in the last little bit. Both have been either about being crazy, Neptune, one form of Neptune, or the you know, spiritual or religious wars with Uranus on the Neptune, and Neptune opposes Mars. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Canada. I'm a little worried because they progressed Moon in for Canada is at 24 degrees of Scorpio, and it's coming to conjunct Saturn over the next few months. And it is now the Mercury Moon conjunct retrograde in Scorpio, and Saturn's coming to conjunct that, and the progressed Moon is coming to conjunct Saturn. So it looks like there's going to be a real crackdown. I hope it's a constructive one and not a destructive one. As the
Correct
country
down,
gets more
way?
Saturnine.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be tighter rules, tighter regulations, tighter restrictions, I think, and we'll see how that it can keep what's beautiful about Canada in the process. You know, Canada has Jupiter, Chiron, Neptune all in the, and South Node, all in the 12th house. So there's been, you know, a confidence and benign quality behind the scenes I know when Pluto and Uranus squared the Sun-Uranus conjunction down at the fourth house, and there's been serial killings amongst Aboriginal women there. Mm-hmm. And they have been trying to hunt down who and how and why. The killings were being ignored for a long time because they were happening in the Aboriginal communities.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What they call the Native American community, what we would call Native American, they call Aboriginals and First Nations.
Okay.
So the First Nation crew has been, I think there's been a lot of protest in response to that about accessibility to law and, you know, continuing the identity crisis that I see Canada going through during with these series of aspects to its natal sun, and it's heading into the last year of its progressed lunar moon cycle too, so it's going to be interesting.
Right, because it really, well, when we, and also when we do the progressed lunar cycle, one of the things that happens is we go, okay, we're starting a whole new process.
Exactly.
You know, it's an emotional, it's very much an emotional readiness for the energy, and it takes 29 years for the baby to go all the way around, so it's always an interesting period of time because we're starting a whole new chapter, really. So I think it's an interesting time that we're in. So we'll see what happens. And I, you know, we should talk a little bit about the eclipse, and also right behind the eclipse is a thing called the Venus Star Point, which you know about because you work with Ariel. And we also have it forming in the sky. So we're going to have
talk about the Venus Star Point because that's fascinating.
Yeah, Ariel Gutman, who's I actually know through Heather. Heather used to work with her in Santa Fe. Has worked many years with astrology. She's a 40-some-odd-year astrologer, and led tours and the goddess sites and worked on it. And about 8 years ago, maybe a little longer, she started getting this imagery. Now, astrologers work with new moon. We work with prenatal eclipse, which is kind of your emotional pattern, what you're here to figure out in your life. We combine that with a conception chart and get your path, right? You know, which, of course, is reflected in your natal chart. What the Venus Star Point is it's the conjunction of the Sun and Venus that happens sometime before you're born in the 9 months preceding your birth. And that actually is your heart point. And so, you know, all the planets serve the Sun expressing itself. But when what Venus is it's your desire and your love nature. So the Star Point kind of energizes your love point, what you're here to do as a person. So my Venus Star Point is 9 Aquarius. I'm an astrologer, which is Aquarius ruled. Before I was an astrologer, I was a computer person, which is, of course, Aquarian. I've led groups my whole life, Aquarian. Work in group environments all the time, Aquarian, you know, project lead, all that stuff. Now I teach, you know, I'm an Aquarian Star Point, which is also innovative and cutting edge and leads the way and is visionary. And everybody's got one, and it kind of is what your heart gets turned on by and what your ego is trying to, your sun is what you're trying to express, but the Venus Star Point is the heart's expression of the ego, saying, okay, let's link up the heart. It's like an eclipse. It's let's link up the heart and the sun and earth, link up Venus, sun, and earth together and say, okay, they're all kind of combined and they come in and they pierce your heart and they say, okay, this is your purpose. And it's about working with your desire nature. So it's fascinating. It takes 8 years. So we go back to 2006 and we're starting a new star point now on Saturday in Scorpio. We'll have one in Leo in August. And so you know what yours is, and it activates. But everybody gets activated. So this one's particularly juicy because this is a nice eclipse. It involves Venus and Mars, and it's actually very friendly and perky
much
and fun.
Much different than the last one.
Much different than the last one. So this is all about, well, what's your dream? What's your desire? And in the sky, the sun and the moon, Pallas Athena, your pattern seer, Venus, are all at the same degree, and Mercury stopped at this degree when he went retrograde in his retrograde station. All those Scorpio planets are answering to Mars out of bounds in Sag, and Mars out of bounds in Sag is answering to Jupiter in Leo. So it's really about finding your heart light and following it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, play the little song from E.T. Turn on your heart light, you know, let it shine. And, you know, just know that a lot of the energy around where we are is very much self-expression or expressing that desire nature. So it's a really interesting time. And encouraging people to really focus on what their dreams are, what their desires are, and because we're beginning a new 8-year cycle tied into the eclipse, which is, of course, a 19-year cycle, 18-year, back to August of, or fall of 96, and then fall of 77. And, you know, 18 years more than that if you're even older. But it's very, and of course, Saturn's finishing Scorpio, which, when what he's been doing is getting us clear about what we want to commit to. So it's kind of a cosmic collection up there in the Scorpio section saying, okay, baby, what's the vision? What do you want to commit to?
And hold
let's
that
go
vision
it.
Because it's very easy under that Scorpio lineup to get into a negative mindset and go, it's not that, it's not this, it's not that. But Scorpio's power comes in its ability to concentrate and focus.
Right.
So if we have that vision, we have that focus, then we can direct this energy. And the irascibility is, and it will be irascible because people hate being distracted or interrupted with this Scorpio lineup, that we need solitude. We do not want to isolate. So there's a fine balance between how do we be with people, how do we connect with people on a deep level, and calm down the busy mind.
Right.
Scorpio really helps us meditate. It helps us do deep trance work. It helps us intuit or do ritual. It helps us, can I get down in there for the Scorpio season? We're heading into Halloween, into the Day of the Dead, when we face our fears for the winter. But this process, this Scorpio lineup, that it, you know, if we can keep in our heart and remember the compassionate edge, Scorpio is able to do surgery in our lives and help us let go of that which does not contribute to our path, as well as stay focused on what does.
And what does, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scorpio's intensity is incredibly clarifying. You know, and if you've ever had a Scorpio stare deeply into your eyes, you know, you kind of go, okay, I know I'm not supposed to look away, but I really want to blink. You're just a little too intense, you know, and it's that Scorpionic gaze. So, yeah, we're all honorary Scorpios right now. We all have that deep intensity. Like, okay, I have to gaze in. And it's also a time with the eclipse of clarity. You know, things come to light, and you go, wow, I didn't realize that. And you get an opportunity to do it on a different level, or opportunity not necessarily do it on a different level, but an opportunity to revisit and say, okay, so what actually am I trying to accomplish here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, it's not easy, but it's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have a long list of people that want to talk tonight.
I see
and
them.
Let's get to them.
All right,
see how far we can
good.
Go.
Yep. You're in charge of switchboard. You get to pick because
you're
in first.
416, you're on the line. How can we help you? Hello?
Hi there.
Okay, well hi.
Hi.
You're on the line. How can we help you?
It's June 6, 1978.
Wait.
June 6, 1978.
Mm-hmm. And I've been on the show before, so it's Hungary.
Okay. And what time?
1:15 p.m.
What part of Hungary?
It's K-E-C-S-K-E-M-E-T.
And what's your question? I know you've been on the phone, so I'm going to move pretty quickly tonight, but yes?
Yeah. I had a work contract that was supposed to start December 1st, and they, for some reason, canceled that contract date for me, and I don't know if I still have the contract for this. And I've been looking forward to it. I've been hired since June 6th, and the contract was supposed to be in October 1st, but my father passed away, so they had to delay it, and then now the contract date is gone missing. And I have, and it's just, I don't know what to do. And I'm, you know, be in this limbo.
Yeah. Well, we've been watching this aspect coming up. You've got your progressed moon at 13 degrees of Libra coming to conjunct Pluto in the next 2 weeks, and Uranus is opposing your moon. So it's going to be, I think, really important not to jump to conclusions about anything this week or next week. And then get back in the groove and get and start pushing for a rescheduling a date if you haven't heard from them in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you'll be on the other side of that progressed moon-Pluto conjunction, and your progressed moon will be beginning to pull away from its opposition to Uranus. And you need, because everything right now can change every 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think now the answer you would get would be no, and that's not the answer you want.
Right.
What do you see, Anne?
Yeah, and also with the Mercury retrograde, everything's reversing. So, you know, I had somebody go, no, you can't do this. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, ask next week when Mercury goes direct and Mars gets out of Sag, when everybody's giving fast, quick answers because they can't deal. And it gets into Capricorn, which is more practical and reliable and dependable when Mars goes into Cap on Sunday. So I would follow up after. I mean, I agree with Heather with the, you know, the progressed moon, but also even just after next week when Mercury goes direct, and then watch when Mercury gets to 01 Scorpio, because we're starting a new cycle then. But yeah. I did, you know, it's it's interesting because there's a lot of things ending. I got an email from a client who, you know, the company she's working for, they're discontinuing what she does for them. So, you know, she's losing her job, essentially. And I'm like, well, you know, there's this new cycle starting next week. But, yeah, the old stuff can go. But at the same time, the new stuff wants to come in. So I would follow
and
up
And that
with
is
them.
Part of the Uranus shedding, you know, the eclipse shedding. Now, the eclipse is happening in your first house. It is not hitting any major place in your chart. So when I see the eclipse in the first house, and again, everybody can look at which house the eclipse at 0 degrees of Scorpio hits tomorrow, around 4:56 here in the Midwest. It's a different time. You can go on to spaceweather.com to see exactly when it hits in your area. But when the, and we'll be seeing it in the Northern Hemisphere. But it's a it is kind of, I can see where your whole sense of identity has been going through transformation since your father died. And I want you to kind of keep it a work in progress rather than to make any statements to yourself, this is how I am, that's gone, something else is coming up. But there really is this fallow period, quiet, and when you just reassess yourself, don't make assumptions about your future. But reassess yourself and all the things that you can do. And then your future begins, this whole new cycle, as she said, is beginning. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say goodbye and good luck.
Thank you.
On that.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Bye.
Hello. You're on the air. How can we help you?
You got to say their numbers so they know who they are.
Hello. 443. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my birthday is October 18th, 1968.
October 18th, 1968, and yes,
in Fort Worth, Texas.
At what time?
1:40 p.m.
Okay. And what's your question?
I have been having some health issues for the past couple of years, and I'm wondering if you see any indicators for Parkinson's disease.
Do the doctors?
Pardon?
I said I wanted the doctors.
You asked her, do the doctors, right?
Not yet. I'm just in the process of having done some research and feeling like I probably need to go get some early screening.
That sounds like a good thing to do, but I would not assume you know what it is. I see your Uranus at 18 degrees, your Mercury at 18 degrees of Libra, and it is natally opposed Saturn, and I do see a Mercury-Uranus aspects and Mercury Saturn aspects for Parkinson's because there's that slowing down that Parkinson's can bring about. But I see more about identity. Pluto is coming up to your ascendant. So it's a change in how you see yourself. What is your identity? And I think that, you know, it's continue to work on an overall health. That moon in Virgo says really take care of your digestive system and support yourself while you're screening and finding out what's going on neurologically. Mm-hmm. And because
okay,
what you can
I
do something about now is really support your digestive system. I'm not saying that it's not Parkinson's. I'm saying that the one thing that you can do to help it now is to really take care of every other system in you so that at whatever else is coming up, at whatever else you're dealing with neurologically, I would say that you have some markers. I have seen in the charts, I took care of my mother-in-law with Parkinson's, and she lived with us for a year while she had brainstem surgery in New York. And you don't have any of the traditional markers that I see for Parkinson's. What about you, Anne?
Well, I was going to say there's definitely some kind of neurological thing
mm-hmm.
going on. I don't know that I would call it Parkinson's either. You've got a finger of God with Pluto and Neptune coming into Saturn in your third house in Aries, and then Mars
mm-hmm.
is in Virgo. So that
and that's
can
not
be
a
like
necessarily a bad thing. It just it
right.
focuses on that. Yeah.
It focuses into the third house of the mind, and then we go to the
mm-hmm.
Mars in Virgo, which is like a shaky thing. So there's like
mm-hmm.
diseases that you can have where you shake a little that aren't Parkinson's. So I think there's some neurological thing going on for sure. But I don't know that it's that grim of a not that Parkinson's is necessarily a grim diagnosis, but I don't think it's that drastic of a diagnosis. But you are having to figure out what it is. And with Saturn on Neptune in your chart, your Neptune's 25 degrees
mm-hmm.
Scorpio, I would take, I would make sure I got multiple opinions before you figured it
mm-hmm.
out. So I had one client,
mm-hmm.
she'd gotten diagnosed with MS, and it actually was Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to say it, but there's Furanol
mm-hmm.
in the, or formaldehyde in it. And when she got off the Diet Coke, the plaques in her brain dropped and went back. So there's something going on for you neurologically. Where did you work when you were like 21, 22? What kind of work did you do?
I was waitressing and bartending.
Mm-hmm.
So you were you in near chemicals of any sort, you know, a chemical factory or anything like that at 21, 22?
No.
No, okay. Because this is kind of showing like a work-related poisoning or something like that, you know, tied to it. And I would also check for heavy metals with this position.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
a lot of time heavy metals can cause a problem in your system, you know, too much lead or you're holding copper or you're taking one and you're not taking another, you know, because these Virgo planets can do a lot of stuff with diet and it can be
mm-hmm.
an absorption issue. But with Pluto
mm-hmm.
coming to your ascendant, you should solve it, but I would definitely get multiple
mm-hmm.
opinions with Saturn on the Neptune. So I think it's
yep.
something, but
Pluto
I don't think
it'll be across your ascendant. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
over the next,
yeah.
you know, you've got a couple of, it's going to be going back and forth in the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But your progressed moon leaves Taurus and goes into Gemini in about 6 weeks, and
yeah.
that will help you get more information.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want you to keep taking care of your overall health. And so I said you can work on the digestive system while you keep ferreting it out and be a real detective about this.
Mm-hmm. And also with the Mercury Saturn, the doctors don't always know what you have when you first present.
Mm-hmm.
So you always need to get a second opinion. Your chart's just hard to diagnose the way it's set up. So I would
mm-hmm.
always get second opinions with you with that Venus Neptune joined. Because Venus is the ruler of the 12th house of the body, so they don't always know what they're... They'll be like, you know, you have really weird symptoms, and you're like, I do. But I'm not, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just knowing that your body doesn't always present classically, and they don't always know what you have. So your job is to say, okay, am I feeling good, am I feeling bad, and what is going on? And you, with all those Virgo planets, you're very attuned.
What helps and what does not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very attuned when your system's not working the way it should. So I don't think it's Parkinson's,
okay.
but I do think it's something. So I would go get, and I think it's tied to food, actually, or
mm-hmm.
things you ate or you consumed, you know, poisons you worked with. I had one guy with this, you know, it was much younger, older guy, you know, he had Agent Orange, and it was,
and
you know, I could.
We have
yeah.
50 seconds left, so we're going to have to get off the phone.
Okay.
So good
okay,
luck.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks.
Yep, good luck.
Good luck.
Take care.
Keep us posted.
Bye. And often, you know, we as astrologers are going to be wary of doing something like predicting what your health issue is. But we can talk about what would help and what wouldn't. This is Heather Rowan Robinson. I'm saying goodbye from Minnesota, and I've been joined by Ann
Ortley. You're at my bright red desk in New York City. So everybody have a great eclipse. Remember, you're setting intention for the next 8 years. This is a big
Take
one,
Take care
folks.
Of yourself.
And we'll see you all
send,
next week.
And be kind to each other in the process. Bye.
Yeah, bye.